there's a new processing plant in Unalaska. Baring Fisheries, a joint venture by Copper River Seafoods and the CU Alaska Corporation, opened for operations on January 15th, occupying the space once owned by Harbor Crown. These facilities have been shuttered for about a year. Since last December, they suffered both a foreclosure and a serious fire that damaged the offices. Baring Fisheries needed to take up a $3 million renovation project before an opening was even feasible, and additions and improvements are still being made. The makeover has been worth it, though, says General Manager Rocky Caldero as he walks around the plant.
We've got another crab grinder over here, so now we don't have to grind crab and cod at the same time. You just keep the lines completely separate. Butcher line, it's very simple. John Ardeen was the one who designed this layout, and he did a great job because it's very efficient. He got the angles right on the hopper, the heights right on the butcher blades.
But even with the substantial costs of revamping the facility, Baring Fisheries is confident that it will have more staying power than its predecessor. The owners of Copper River Seafoods stress that their partnership with the CU Alaska Corporation makes Baring Fisheries a safe bet, and Caldero says that the economic climate has improved a lot since Harbor Crown went out of business.
What differentiates us with Harbor Crown is we're getting a better jump start. We're financed properly, and we're able to start up the way a lot of companies wish they could start up. You know, start up with a nice plant that's up to code, meets all the government regulations. Harbor Crown was a great company. It's just unfortunate the banking crisis hit them and they weren't able to keep going.
Compared to other plants based in Unalaska, Baring Fisheries is pretty tiny. Where a major player like Unicy employs over 1,000 people at its plant, Baring Fisheries has only hired 100 workers. Because of its size, Baring Fisheries isn't able to process any pollock. It's been focusing on cod and Opilio crabs so far, and will switch to halibut, black cod, and salmon as the seasons change. Caldero says that there are perks to being the little guy, though.
We're going to emphasize on pushing a lot of product through a small plant.
Baring Fisheries is now the fourth plant managed by Copper River Seafoods. The Alaska-based company has its own processing facilities in Anchorage and in Cordova, and it also maintains operations out in Togiak. President Scott Blake says that the big reason that they wanted to expand out to Unalaska is crab.
In all our other facilities, we have different resources. We're very strong in the salmon industry, and in the other areas contain salmon and halibut. The resources, salmon and halibut and cod and everything but crab, right? So that was one of our big focuses and being part of out there was to increase our volume in our cod resource, access to the cod resource, increase our access to the halibut and the other bottom fisheries out there, and add the crab fishery to our resource base.
The first big Opilio crab deliveries come later this week. In Unalaska, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.